So the question was asked, do we in Judaism go with the belief of tabula rasa, that the baby's mind is like a blank slate? And what about the Medrash that says that a child learns all the Torah in his mother's womb? So let's begin with the beginning. What's in the beginning? God creates the world. What does God create? And God creates the world? God creates Adam. Where does God create Adam? In the Garden of Eden. Okay, excellent. I would have thought you were here when we learned in Pirkei Avot Ezer. Very good. The Medrash says that, you're right. So, Adam was created from the holiest place on earth, the Holy of Holies. And he was placed in a perfect place, the Garden of Eden. Why? If he's going to be kicked down there. Why does the baby have to learn all of the Torah if he's going to forget it? So the first thing we have to know, that the Pasuk says, Hashem created the man straight. God says, I created a good being. Every person is created with a conscience. I mean, there are abnormalities. We're not saying there aren't psychos in the world. But the average person, we're talking about the general population, is created with a good, kind heart. Every person is created as a good person. Now, you could try to uproot that good from a person. A person can try to uproot it from himself. But to say that a person is born as a tabula rasa, there's no conscience, no concept of good or bad, no concept of holy, no concept of anything, you let him grow wild and he'll just be a wild animal. No, we don't say that. That's part of the concept of learning the whole Torah, that when a person learns Torah, to his conscience, it's something external and something that's new and a learned behavior. But to his subconscious, it is a return to the natural state. We are returning. We are chozer b'tshuva, but I was never here. Why do you call me I'm chozer b'tshuva? I'm returning. What is teshuva? Returning. Where am I returning to? I'm returning to where I was in my mother's womb, where I was in the Garden of Eden. What do we say every morning? Elokai neshama shenatata bi tehorahi. My God, personal. Not Elokim, but Elokai. There's a personal connection. Neshama shenatata bi tehorahi. Atavratata itzotata nefartabi, atam shamra bi kirbi, vata tibdi tela mimenu, leachzira bi leatid lavo. Right? So every morning, we're given a pure neshama. Yes, we stain it with the way we live our lives. But at the end of the day, we don't say that a person is born like an animal and just let him grow wild and he'll be an animal. No. We say you have to hone a child, you have to help a child, and a child, innately, every one of us is good. Sometimes we cover it up, so we have to uncover it. On the other hand, we cannot ignore that people have different tendencies. Chazal tell us, a person can be born an angry person, a person can be born with a tendency to spill blood. That does not mean that a person is born with a predetermined future. He has a predetermined tendency. The question is, what will he do with that? And that's what we saw at length on Thursday nights in the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos, where the Rambam says one of the basics of Jewish belief is that every person has the capacity to alter his traits. So if a person was born, the Talmud tells us, and he's born red, and he was born with a tendency to spill blood, let him become a moel. He could become a butcher, he could become a professional circumciser. He could do a lot of things that are positive. Let him become a surgeon. He'll spill blood, he'll see plenty of blood, and he'll be helping, saving people's lives. He's not predetermined to be a murderer. He has the predisposition for seeing blood. That's something that's good for him. Fine, let him use it for the positive. So I think that to say tabula rasa, clean slate, that would be inaccurate. It's not clean. There are tendencies, and there's an innate nature for good, and we have yetzer tov, and we have yetzer hara, and we have to develop them. We also have tendencies that we have to hone and we have to direct. Every person with his strengths and his weaknesses. There's a lot more to be said, but I think that if you're happy, so we'll leave it at that. I mean, there is like the Mishnah Elisha ben Avuya, Halome Yeled Mav Dome. There is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that stresses that when it comes to learning, so a child, it's like a blank slate, and that when you're teaching a child, the child hasn't learned other things before, so it's easy. You just teach him and he gets it. You teach an adult, so he's used to life one way, and he has to unlearn what he's been doing until now. So it's much more difficult. That's there is then aspect of it, if you want to call it tabula rasa. Yeah. It seems from Chazal that we do have the concept of Tinoch Shenishba. A child grew up in a completely non-Jewish environment. We say that's why he doesn't know anything about how to live a Jewish life. We are not on the level that our nature is in line with the Torah. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they didn't have the Torah, but it made sense to them to eat kosher and keep Shabbos. If we don't have the Torah, we don't see the logic in that. Torah tells us, God says so, okay, we can see the positive aspects of that. There's an aspect where it is natural, we don't necessarily, we don't see that, we're not on the level. But we should, just like we expect of every non-Jew, to figure out that God is running the world and become a Noahide, so do we expect of every Jew to figure it out. But that could take a lot of time. It's not something you could expect of someone in day one. Whether a person has natural inclination to what is right and wrong and good and bad, I think in the Rishonim it seems that way. In the Rishonim there does seem to be a reference that there is a natural recognition within a person of what's good and bad, and there is. It seems that way, but there is also, there are certain things which some Rishonim say a person would not know if not for the Torah. Like incest or the arayos. So even though the world adopted what the Torah says, so today it's like a given, but the Rishonim are right that if given to a person's own logic, so why is this different than anything else? Right, so that's there are Rishonim who say that. Yeah. But it does appear in Rishonim. So when we say good and bad, we could say that in reference to are we all going to be like, what's that called? Lord of the Flies. Right? Are we all going to be murderers or no? What's our nature like? So Chazal also tell us that our nature is to be competitive. Chazal say, in Malay Morai, Yishit Reo Chaim Belao. If not for the fear of the government, people would be swallowing one another alive. That we have that aspect of our nature as well. We do have a nature to be competitive. How do you balance all this? It's a good question. Are you here? I don't know. And Chazal say that if you have children who don't or aren't taught any language, then they'll end up speaking Hebrew. And it's brought that someone experimented with that, and that's what happened. You could look in Rav Bagad's book. He brings records of that. There's a Rav Bagad, he brings, who was the king, there was some fanatic king who decided he's going to experiment, and he claims that that's what happened. I don't know.
So this innate goodness is what we call the idea
himself,
like
God? Huh?
Like Avraham Avinu, that he...
person has to be on a high level, most people are not Avraham Avinu.
I'm just saying the theory.
In theory, that's our nature, yes. But we're very far from our nature. Remember, a person is composed from the physical and the spiritual. And what he senses most overtly is the physical. And that's what he thinks is natural to him. To be a spiritual being, to most of us, seems unnatural. It seems much more natural for us to spend the night browsing the net and looking at all kinds of things than to be here learning Torah.